Good evening. Welcome to Skyway for more live radio play fun. We begin with an original radio play by Caitlin Sieri titled Easter 2018. Guy and Stella decide to tell their daughter the truth about the Easter Bunny on Easter Sunday. They never thought that little talk would become such a big problem, or that they'd have to deal with bickering in-laws, old resentments, and several broken vases. And why the title? Easter 2018. Stay tuned. We follow with an episode from our Miss Brooks series, originally aired 1955. Spring cleaning concerns the irresistible sales techniques of Jiffy vacuum cleaner representatives. What is it that makes everyone want to spend all their money on such a product? Possibly these priceless voice actors that just hopped their way into the studio. Please welcome Kathy Harmer. Errol Moe, Caitlin Sieri, first-time guest Luke David, Aaron Roberge, I remembered it, and Bashir Babar, beautiful names, all right, good. Don't change those for acting, save those for the stage, screen, wherever you will be. Caitlin Sieri, welcome.
Hey, good to be here.
Along with your host, Andy Pettit. All right. Let's begin with Easter 2018.
Well, it's April 1st, 2018.
Yep.
Easter morning.
Mm-hmm.
Antonella's 8th Easter.
Yep.
We have to tell her, Guy.
Now?
Absolutely.
Stella, can't we just tell her after the egg hunt and the candy?
Are you crazy? Why should we make her go through an egg hunt and then tell her that Easter Bunny's not real? She'll think we were mocking her.
But if we can't tell her now, she won't even want the egg hunt or the candy.
She shouldn't be having so much candy anyhow. We're making a whole regatta pie full of chocolate chips already.
I need my coffee. I'm not making any major decisions without caffeine.
Make me a cup while you're up.
Morning, Mommy. Morning, Daddy. Ooh, egg in a hole, my favorite.
Morning, sunshine. Your mother's got something she wants to tell you.
We have something we want to tell you, Nella. Your daddy and I are a team.
Nope, this is all you, Mommy dearest.
Antonella, we have something very important to tell you.
Yeah?
You might want to sit down for this. You really shouldn't be eating standing up anyway. You'll get crumbs all over the place. Well, you know how every year we'd tell you the Easter Bunny comes to our house and left behind chocolates and eggs.
And chocolate eggs.
Well, we weren't exactly honest with you about that. We were the ones who hid the eggs and chocolate.
Why are you doing all that when you could have just let the Easter Bunny do it?
Because the Easter Bunny's not real.
Guy!
What? That's what you were gonna say anyway.
I was gonna lead up to it delicately.
Yeah, rip off the band-aid, I always say.
So, yes, Antonella, there is no Easter Bunny. Daddy and I hide the eggs because no one else will.
So the Easter Bunny's not real. For the first 8 years of my life, you've told me the Easter Bunny was real, along with my teachers, my friends, parents, and people on TV. And now you're telling me the Easter Bunny isn't real.
I know it's hard to take in, but we never meant to lie to you. We just wanted to put some magic in your life.
Okay.
Okay?
I believe you. The Easter Bunny isn't real.
Good. You're handling this very maturely, Nella.
The Easter Bunny's totally fake.
Atta girl.
He's absolutely, positively, undoubtedly, completely fake and not the least bit real. At all.
I'm glad you understand.
And why don't you keep this whole thing to yourself for today? I mean, not everybody's ready for the cold, hard truth.
Sure thing.
Don't play around with your food, honey. We have to go to Mass in an hour, and you still have to get dressed.
Okay.
Take it easy, kiddo. If you choke to death, we'll have to wait 3 whole days before you can come back.
Guy!
Mm.
Guy, we're running low on canapes.
Good. The ham's almost done and they'll need the room. How's everyone doing?
Everyone's civil this year. Rag and Carl are getting along. Gloria and Thurston are keeping their comments to themselves, and nobody's making any comments about Lucy's operation.
Ugh, Thurston. I can't trust anybody named like Thurston. They always end up speaking with that voice that says, "Oh, my wife and I are going to Monaco for a spot of golf."
Guy, just keep quiet until dinner's over. We don't need a repeat of last year.
How's Nella doing?
Last I saw, she was enjoying the egg hunt with her cousins, and she already started eating her chocolate egg.
No crying over the Easter bunny or anything?
Well, I did see Lucy asking her about what the Easter bunny brought her. But Nella just giggled and winked at her.
She winked at her?
Yeah, looks like she likes the idea of keeping a secret. The big question is, can she keep a secret?
You're not giving Nella enough credit. She's 8 years old. She's almost in the double digits. That's practically a grown-up in kid terms.
If you're sure.
Do I smell the delectable aroma of an Easter ham?
Hi, Thurston.
And how is my favorite sister-in-law doing this most holy day?
Thurston, you don't have to put on that accent when you're around us.
What accent?
You know, the one you're using now.
That's the way I'd normally speak, Stella. You don't see me coming in telling you to stop saying wooder and speak like a normal person, do you?
You kind of just did.
Anyway, there seems to be a bit of a kerfluffle with the children. Somebody has just told my little Eddard that the Easter Bunny isn't real.
Yeah, he's at that age when kids start finding out. He probably heard it from a friend at school.
We just told Antonella this morning. We wanted to beat her classmates to it.
So it was you.
I'm sorry?
You told your daughter, and then she told my son and destroyed his sense of magic and wonder.
There's no way that destroyed all his sense of magic and wonder.
He's already had a bad enough day. And did you know his older sister Hermione replaced his organic no-tear shampoo with glue? It took forever to wash it all out.
I'm sorry to hear that, but you can't blame us for your son's death.
And here I've gone out and bought each child in our family an Easter basket from Shane Confectionery. But I suppose they won't be needing them now that they don't believe in the Easter Bunny.
Thurston, wait. I better go have a word with Nella.
Stella, please, it's not that big of a deal.
Well, we told her not to tell anyone else about you know who.
Look, Thurston probably made it all up so he wouldn't have to go spend money on fancy Easter basket. He acts like a do-gooder, but he's really just a cheapskate.
He's always preferred spending other people's money.
See? Nothing to worry about. Now why don't you take a bite out of this ham and tell me if it needs anything?
Sure thing, ham master. Or not.
Stella, Guy, could I talk to you two for just a minute?
Sure, Gloria. Is everything all right?
I just wanted to start by saying how much I appreciate you inviting us over for Easter dinner. I know how much work it is to prepare a dinner for 13.
Well, thanks, sis. That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
However,
of course,
I understand that at your house we follow your rules. I made the extra effort to take my shoes off before entering out of respect for you, but I simply cannot let you shove your beliefs onto my child.
Not again.
I was just going to powder my nose when I heard your daughter tell my Joshua that the Easter Bunny isn't real.
We're so sorry, Gloria. We just told Nella today and she promised us she wouldn't tell anyone else.
That isn't the problem. The problem is that Joshua asked her what the Easter Bunny was.
He doesn't know.
Reginald and I spent our whole lives keeping Joshua away from that pagan hoo-ha. For 6 years, we've been living in a good Christian neighborhood, sending him to a good Christian school, and attending a good Christian church. And your daughters dragged him off the path of salvation.
Can't be that bad.
He came up to me asking me if we could buy him an Easter Bunny so he can have candy and chocolate whenever he wants. She's turned him into a glutton.
Oh, don't most Christian parents tell their kids about the Easter Bunny? I mean, you can have your cake and eat it too.
I would never lie to my little Joshua. That's practically abuse.
So when are you gonna tell Joshua who his real father is?
Guy,
How dare
you? It was a joke. Lighten up.
Well, that was in horrible taste, Guy. Ugh. Reginald and I just had a talk with Joshua this morning about inappropriate humor, and I ought to give you that very same lecture. Reginald.
Guy, what the hell were you thinking? Did you really have to bring the Carl incident out at Easter?
What's your brother have to do with... Oh, don't tell me Reginald really isn't Joshua's father.
You mean you didn't know?
I just took a shot in the dark. When did this happen?
Gloria told me as soon as she saw the pregnancy test, she was panicking. And she needed advice from an experienced mother.
Well, how come she didn't tell me? I'm her brother. Wait, how come you didn't tell me?
Because I knew you'd do something like this. You stay here and watch the ham. I'll go do damage control.
What was that?
I think it came from my bedroom.
Oh, it sounded expensive.
Guy, Stella, I just wanted to say I'm sorry.
Sorry for what? Let me guess. Antonella told Kira that the Easter Bunny wasn't real?
Yeah, she might have overreacted. As soon as she found out, she started throwing those nice floral vases of yours downstairs while screaming, "God is dead."
Overreacted? She is destroying our own possessions and our own home.
All because of the Easter Bunny.
She's been holding this in ever since the surgery. She was already feeling grumpy this morning. I tried everything to make her laugh and smile, but nothing's worked.
And now she's an atheist?
I tried to calm her down, but she just said if God was real, why would he leave me with only one breast?
She said all that?
Well, she didn't say breast. She said something a little less appropriate.
What room was Kira in again?
Your bedroom.
Oh, no. Those were the Franklin Mint vases. My grandmother spent her entire life collecting them. She is gonna skin me alive.
I thought your grandmother died 10 years ago.
Oh, not this one. She stayed alive long enough through pure spite. And now she's gonna kill me because some brat destroyed her vases.
Guy, we do not use the B word when company is over.
Stella? Guy, Reginald and I are packing our things and taking Joshua out of this madhouse. Now, would you please move your car so we can leave?
What car?
The silver Prius that's in front of our sedan.
What are you talking about, Gloria? We can't afford a Prius.
Then whose car is it?
You get 3 guesses. The first 2 don't count.
Fine. Thurston, could you move your car so we can leave?
I would, but somebody's jammed their junker in front of my car.
That would be my junker.
Well, can't you just drive around it?
Of course not. I came here for Easter dinner, and I'm not leaving until I get it.
Typical. You're just here for the free food.
And that junker's actually a 2012 Subaru Forester. It's actually a pretty nice car.
Oh, and I've heard about your little hellion rampaging around this house. Lucy, destroying property and blaspheming our Lord. I swear your entire side of the family is rotten to the core.
My side is rotten.
Everybody shot a gun.
Stella, not in front of Reginald. Well, then, not in front of everyone else, then. April Fools!
That wasn't my fault. This time.
What did you say, honey?
April Fools! The Easter Bunny was real the whole time!
So, you were telling everybody that the Easter Bunny was fake? As an April Fool's prank?
I got the idea from Mom and Dad. They told me the Easter Bunny wasn't real this morning, but I knew what day it was. I even put food coloring in all the toilet bowls before breakfast.
I told you they didn't look tidy bowling red, Guy.
I gotta give you credit, Mom and Dad. You did a pretty good job not giving the whole joke away.
So the Easter Bunny is real?
Of course not. Of course so. Look at all the evidence. He left us a whole mountain of Easter baskets.
Yay!
Ooh, yay!
No, he didn't. Put those down at once.
Your Uncle Thurston's right, kids. You can't eat all those Easter baskets.
Aww.
Until you finish your dinner.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you think you're doing? I never said they could have those.
Thurston, do you really want to break their hearts all over again? Okay, everyone. Let's take a deep breath. Count to 10.
1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, 5 Mississippi, 6 Mississippi, 7 Mississippi, 8 Mississippi, 9 Mississippi, 10 Mississippi.
Ah, let's all pretend we like each other.
Okay, as long as I can remember.
I guess.
Everybody, take your seats in the dining room. We'll join you in a minute. Well, it's April 1st, 2018.
Yep.
April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And Easter Sunday. Uh-huh. And we told Antonella that the Easter Bunny wasn't real on the one holiday that celebrates lies and pranks.
Yep.
We are so dumb.
We are the dumbest, Stella. The absolute dumbest.
What are you calling me dumb for?
Okay, fine. I'm dumber than you. Happy?
Let's just have some dinner in peace, Sky. That ham looks ready.
What about our vases?
Give them 3 days. They'll be good as new in no time.
April Fools!
You just heard the first live performance of Caitlin Sieri's Easter 2018. You're listening to Germantown Community Radio 92.9 FM, WGGTLP Philadelphia, and online at gtownradio.com.